with lots of belong to the same church, but we've been mixing around them a good while, you see. So now we can kind of understand each other pretty well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you kind of understand their language then.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, where did they come from?
Carolina.
They came from Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they?
Some of them, they say they come from North Carolina, some of them from South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But as I tell them, that just like I come from Georgia,
Yeah.
Florida. I said, Georgia is my home.
Yeah.
I said, that's where I was born and lived. I said, that's the way it is with the Geekies.
Yeah.
I said, they was boys in Carolina, and they know that's their home. I said, well, of course they was born and raised up there. I said, that don't make them have to stay there.
They don't have to stay there.
I said, this is a free world, and when you get up a certain age, you pick out your route.
Yeah.
You pick out the place you want to stay.
You want to stay in.
And since it's a free world, you go there.
Yeah.
And make your home there.
Well, so you get used then to their language then, and you all just mix along together.
And get along
friends
good.
Together. And get along all right.
Yes,
well, now, in color, they are a little darker than you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't they?
They dark.
They're real dark.
Real
dark. That's what I understood. They're real dark.
Hmm. I ever seen was real dark.
Oh, yeah, was so.
Yes, ma'am. Somebody said some of them is light, brown skin.
Oh, sure enough. Well,
but I ain't been lucky enough to see them. All I see is black.
Just real black.
Black on me.
Yeah, just real black. Yeah. Well, maybe those that get lighter have been sunburned.
Maybe so.
Maybe sunburned. Well, I hope you'll like that little apron. It won't last long, but it'll just be cute to it'll really keep off the water. That's one thing. You don't get any wet. When you wear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I sure thank you for pictures.
Well, I'll tell you what. I won't tell that Bessie, but I brought it down here for Bessie. You better not tell Bessie.
Oh, no.
No, that'll be all right because she won't find. You maybe don't want it. And all, but I heard you say something about apron. And so... I just happened to think of that I had it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that my sister used to make, her daughter used to make them and send me, she's the one that loved aprons so well. And she'd send me one every birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
And I had more pretty aprons. Oh, just pretty ones. So I've just about given all of them away. I have still a few because I don't use them myself.
You don't use aprons, Mama?
Well, I just guess I'm too lazy to always keep up with them. Don't you recognize it, Daisy?
I don't think so. I don't think that could be the reason.
Well, you just feel... like you are missing something, don't you?
You just don't care much fun.
No.
And I love them. I can't forget them.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, they are nice.
They're
to keep
nice
your clothes clean.
Yes, ma'am.
Saves your dress.
You think they really save your dress?
Yes, they save your dress.
You can wear your dress longer.
That's right. I put the apron on my dress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the apron gets some of that dirt.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get dirty,
right there.
Right in front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long can you wear that dress when you have an apron, Miss Edith?
Oh, a day or two, depending on what I'm doing. About how long I wear it.
Well, if you're just doing housework.
If I'm just in the house, then I wear it 3 or 4 days.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
in the house, but if I go outdoors, depending on what I'm doing out there, about how long.
Well,
that sure beats putting on a fresh dress every day, don't
that's
it?
That's right. He said, let's reach around there and tie that apron, take it off and throw it over there in the basket. But I was going to take off a dress and got to go all over. And so, that apron.
Over your head.
I just don't understand why everybody used to wear them, you know, didn't they?
Folks used to wear them at church.
They did. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I think they all ever wore in this church. Uh-huh.
But wore them to church. Yeah. I don't believe I ever saw anybody at church with one of them. But I suspect they did. Real fancy
white
ones.
Folks won.
You don't reckon white folks won't.
But colored folks, they did have aprons they called Sunday aprons, left like they did the Sunday dresses.
Yes.
But you know they used lots of tatting. Then they'd have white aprons and all around there and around the pockets and sometimes lace.
Have a Sunday apron. And they wouldn't want to wear that during the week. It'd be conspicuous, wouldn't it?
It'd look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'd make them look too dressed up, wouldn't it? Do you mean you wear your Sunday aprons every day?
Every day? I don't have none.
You don't have any now?
No.
Did you used to have
them? You know, I never wore aprons to church. Or I have took aprons to the church. Just like they was going to eat on the ground. Well, I'd wear a hair apron to cover up my dress while I had to put the food out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when I got through feeding them, I fold up my apron, put it in the basket, and carry it home.
And that was a good way of doing it.
Yes. Nothing on my good dress.
Well, that's it. Now, when you start, if it's cotton, you can wash it, but if it's wool, you don't wash it so much, do you?
No.
You have to have it cleaned.
You have to have it cleaned.
Well,
but I wash it. I most of it. Now, if I carry it out there, I'll come home, I'm going to rinse it out in the morning, the day's Sunday, well, I'm going to rinse it out tomorrow sometime. And hang it up and let make it fresh for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
The Sunday one.
Your Sunday dress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the summertime. Because you sweat so much and it's so hot and that salt get in your clothes, it'll ruin them.
That's right.
Yeah. That's it. And then you just rinse it out.
Just rinse it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hang it out. Let's try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you could do your wool dress the same way, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. And help me to wool them, but they send their clothes to the clean. My children.
Yeah.
I'll clean mine. Yes.
Well, of course, that's what you were talking about, the wool clothes. Well, now, I hadn't thought about that. Did you? You never did that, Mama?
Oh, yes. I've had some kind of wool that don't shrink up much.
That's right.
And just rinse it.
And I just kind of wash it out a little bit. Oh, just with spots, I just wash it out with some soap or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of cleaning.
Yeah.
wool dresses. There weren't many cleaners in my day earlier. Of course, later on, there got to be cleaners, but we had to clean our own clothes.
We had to clean our own. Well, you see, that's what I was growed up in.
Yeah.
Cleaning my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, since they got to have them, I didn't have to tell them no dry cleaning or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why one reason they had to take care of aprons. I guess that's why they wore aprons so much, to take care of it. Now, that one's got a bib to it. That's the kind I like. Because I drop things all over my dress.
Me too. And you don't like no kind. You're wimp.
Well, I don't much. When I got on a nice dress, real pretty one, I sometimes will go and get on an apron and put it on. But I've got a niece that wears one every time she goes to the kitchen. Yes,
nice to have, too.
She keeps them always right there in the kitchen, ready to put right on.
You know, I don't remember the women so much, but the men, you know, they used to use those vests. They'd come down at a point like that, and you could see right there where they'd spilled everything for the last month and a half, you know. And they could have put something on that, couldn't they?
They could put a napkin up there, couldn't they?
That's right.
And they're eating.
They used to, some, so I've seen some men, their wives would have a towel. You know, linen towel and something. He's just as busy putting that towel around him as you'd be a baby.
Miss Daisy, those things make your feet feel good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're light.
Light. They make my feet feel good. Yeah. See, my feet's all over it. It ain't drawn up at all.
That's right.
It's
you
all
just spread out.
But they get wet, though. You can't water them.
That's right.
When it's wet, can you?
I ain't been out today much, so they're not wet.
There.
Well,
they can be, aren't they?
Do you wash them? Do you wash them? Put them in the tub and wash them?
Yes, I wash them.
I washed
them here the other week. They was like this thing.
They was black. They was about as black as a Geechee.
That's right.
All those Geechees. And they just speak a different language, I'll declare.
All this time.
And it's hard to know what they're saying, isn't it?
You can't understand. You have to learn their language.
Yeah, well, I just thought that all just spoke the same language all the time. But I guess they dress like you do all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
They dress
just
like
the same clothes. They don't dress no different.
No different. Uh-huh. They don't wear aprons. I wondered if they did wear aprons, but I guess
they did. Yes, ma'am. They wear aprons.
They wear aprons and dress just like you do.
Go see what is that old man doing.
Oh, you've got to go see what he's doing. How's he feeling today?
Well, he's feeling pretty good today. He was eating his breakfast when I left.
Was he? You get up and cook his breakfast.
I got up and cooked his breakfast and straightened up some around the house.
So now then you got to go see what he's doing.
She done went and dressed up.
She's dressed up. She's going to be dressed ready to take you. And,
well, you think you can manage that, keep that apron on till you get home?
Keep it on till I get home.
Well, I got it tied on. I think she will.
Well,
Miss
Daisy, we enjoyed that visit this morning.
No more than I.
Now, you think your daughter's still going to be down there?
My daughter still be down to the house. I don't know.
Maybe
James gonna come back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to talk to David.
Well,
If he's not too busy, this guy might.
You're all dressed up.
Good morning, Guy Miles. I didn't know whether you could get through up there, even if you tried, so I thought I'd get through down there. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I tell you what, you see, I played about half an hour, worked with it, like I told you. It shows up the motor. You know, I couldn't get down there the other day, and Saturday, you know, you're not there on Saturday, are you? Yeah. Oh, really? Let me ask you about that little thing, David. Now, your that little lapel mic, how would that work with that? You don't have one. Well, let me tell you, I was just thinking, my use of this, I have to keep the box itself, the tape cord itself, pretty well out of sight. So I'd have a rather limited use of the built-in mic. Now, with the built-in mic, can you also use the other mic? Either one. Well, that's nice. But now the other system, you don't have that ready yet? All right. Well, let me tell you, you'll have it. I mean, it wouldn't pay me just to make a trip down there to get the little... I think you'd be up here pretty soon. All right. And now I'm not pushing you, but you don't have any particular idea just when you make it? Oh, it's going to be another week. Oh, I see. You are tied up down there. Well, in that case, if I had that little Sony 100, I might be using around that. But you don't have... How long would it take you to get the little lapel mic? Well, I'll call him.